Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneckinize, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show. Halfway through already, so get ready. Thanksgiving is just like next week, so check it out. Everybody drive safe and get home safe and see the family and everything. So this is Redneckinize Radio, all things trucking and then some, and we're here live every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can check us out at redneckinize.com, and we got our YouTube channel. We're on YouTube Live right now. Appreciate everybody watching and listening on YouTube Live. You can go subscribe to YouTube channel. We've got a lot of great videos over there, so check that out. So this is all things trucking and then some. So we just, you know, we'll talk about some trucking issues, but if you got anything else, you let me know, and we'll talk about it. So yesterday we had a pretty good discussion about politics and everything, so about elections and all that stuff. So we'll dive into that. It just got announced, it came over my phone maybe about 20 minutes ago, that the House of Representatives will be in Republican control, it's projected. To me, I don't think anything's going to change because I don't think the Republicans have learned their lesson from this election cycle. They did poorly, and you wonder why. And I say this all the time, when they did poorly, it's because they didn't do their job before. And they hardly ever do what they say they're going to do. They always say they're going to cut spending and get the national debt under control, and they don't. They never do that. You know, always something happens. You know, what they should have done with COVID is they should have resisted all of the, demands or scare tactics or whatever to shut everything down. When they shut stuff down, then what they did is they said, well, you know what, that's okay. We'll send you some money. Well, what did that do? That's the reason why you got inflation, is because they printed money they didn't have. Okay, and when you have too much money and not enough not enough stuff to use it, then that means the money becomes worthless, which means you need more of it. Okay? I mean, we learned this when Germany fell. The reason why the Nazis took over was because of hyperinflation. And this is what's going to happen if they don't stop it, get it under control. That's why they raise the interest rates. They make it harder to borrow money so that you have to, like, say, you know what, maybe I shouldn't take on that debt. And that's what they're doing. So check this out. Like I said, we'll just talk about all that. And there's a couple of things. Comments coming from the FMCSA are making rules, or the Department of Labor is making rules about independent contractors. So we'll talk about that, too. This is Redneckinize Radio. We're knocking it out here. This is, like, Tuesday, November 15th. And check us out. Let's get it done.
This week's episode is sponsored by LTR Transportation. Come be part of a great carrier celebrating a new year with new trucks and new growth. Check them out at ltrtransportation.com or give them a call at 720-277-0030. Thank you, LTR, for being supporter of Redneckinize. Redneckinize, common sense solutions for an uncommon world.
Pittsburgh, rolling down the eastern seaboard. I've got my diesel wound up and she's running like never before. There's a speed zone ahead, but all right, I don't see a cop inside. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Hey, welcome back. Hey, this is Ed with Redneck and Eyes Radio. We're here live every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can give us a holler. 515-602-9731. Be part of the conversation. Just hit one. Appreciate everybody joining along. Like I said, I just got wind that the Republicans will take charge of the House of Representatives come next term. And I said, my opinion, nothing much is going to change because Republicans didn't learn their lesson. You know, they didn't. They don't want to do. You know, what's going to happen is they're going to cave, okay? The one thing that I always say, and I'm going to put this on a t-shirt, so if any t-shirts come out, I'll know that it's my idea and somebody stole it. But I'm going to get a t-shirt, and it's going to say, Democrats are crazy, but Republicans are pussies, because they cave. I mean, you think about it, through the whole 100 years since we've, you know, what do you call it, quote-unquote, you know, progressed, it's more and more freedoms have gotten taken away, more and more just, you know, norms have been allowed, you know, where we've created a culture where, you know, responsibilities have gone out the window, you know. And I don't know, life is tough, and by them just allowing us to do everything without any kind of consequences, it makes it even tougher. Because, you know, you want to do the right thing, you want to do good, but nobody else has to. So why, you know, you're kind of like, why do I have to do everything right when nobody else has to, you know? I mean, it's so funny to me, you know, related to truck driving, you want to talk about truck driving and driving out there in general, you know, what I think about is every time that a traffic jam happens, like we got some construction and the lanes go down where they're go down to like three lanes, go down to one lane. And maybe it's like all of a sudden because of an accident or whatever. So we can all see it. And there might even be signs that says left lane closed. And, you know, 1 mile left lane closed, but nobody in the left lane is getting out of the left lane. They're still in the left lane. They're going to ride it. And sometimes there's a big gap because everybody there's like a maybe, you know, a good number of people see that it says left lane closed. Everybody gets over. So now the left lane is open up until that point, right? People just right on by. They get up there and cut, and people let them in, right? And it's so funny to me because it's kind of like sometimes I would want to, like, do you do that at the supermarket? You know, if there's a space where people are standing in line, but you can kind of squeeze up there and move in. Do you do that at the supermarket? No, you don't do that at the supermarket. You know, you don't do that at the amusement park. You know, when there's a line of people, nobody hardly ever cuts, you know. So why do you do it for your cars? Because everybody's afraid to get their car hit. You got to have insurance and who's at fault and da-da-da-da-da and all that, see. But the problem is that nobody, you know, nobody wants to confront the bad behavior. Hey, don't do that, you know. Just like when, you know, you see it a lot, and a lot of times it's cool, and a lot of times it's not. Maybe the highway shut down, they're kicking everybody off in the service road, so what you see is you see cars, sometimes trucks, will go off into the median or, you know, to the side to get on the service road. They'll go off into the grass, into the dirt, whatever, and do that, right? And a lot of times justice prevails and there'll be a state trooper or some kind of cop and he'll pull them over because it's illegal, you know, and a lot of times nothing happens. So, you know, when I'm in my big truck and I see cars do what they do, they, you know, whatever they want, you know, and a lot of times what they'll do too is they'll take advantage of our inability to accelerate. You know, you're on a line of cars, you're sitting there stopped, all of a sudden traffic starts moving. Well, that space between you and the car in front of you is going to open up and the cars are going to take advantage of it. You know, they're going to swoop in. And I don't like that either, because like I said, would you do that at a supermarket? Would you do that anywhere else? Why do you insist doing that, you know? And I don't know, it just bugs the hell out of me, because it's like, you know, we live in a society where everybody's supposed to be, you know, kind to each other and all that, you know. And a lot of times, you know, hey, we're moving pretty good, everything's going good, and the car can come up there and swoop in and get out, you know, as long as he's getting out of my way. But when there is maybe a half a car length or a car length in front of between the big truck and the other truck in front of them, okay, don't try to squeeze in up under the bumper, okay? But if traffic is moving and the space is opening up, yeah, okay, that's fine. But, you know, squeezing in up under the bumper like that because you got to get over, no, we don't like that. We don't like that one bit. So that's the kind of thing, you know, it's I just think that over the last century, everybody's just kind of like, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. No, it's not. Okay, we got to do better. Okay? And the trucking industry, this is what Redneck and I is all about. The trucking industry has got to do better. You know, you can't go out there and criticize everything if you're the one out there causing the problems. If you're the one out there, you know, you can't go up there and share on your internet feed or whatever, you know, hey, get out of the Few Island, you know, and then you go up there and you sit in the Few Island for half an hour and take your 30-minute break at the Few Island because you're on e-logs. You know, don't criticize other people when you're the one that's participating in the bad behavior, you know. Don't sit there and say, oh, you people don't be wearing flip-flops, and then next thing you know, you get out of the truck in flip-flops. You know, that's not how it works, okay? You lead by example, you know, and in the trucking industry, we don't do what I say, not what I do. No, you got to lead by example, and this is what Renek and I is all about, is doing that. But I just think that the Republicans are, they're not going to do anything. They're not going to cancel any of the spending. They're going to still spend money. You know, they're going to move some stuff around, and they're going to say that, you know, we had to spend this money, but you know what? We're going to let them drill oil or whatever in half of the areas that we want, you know, and then that's what they'll do too. They'll cave. They'll cave to where it's like, well, we want drilling in all this area. And they'll say, well, we want to spend all this money. Okay, well, we'll let you spend all that money if you give us half the area. I mean, that's what Republicans will do. And of course, we know anybody on this side. In fact, I invite anybody that thinks differently, if you hate the Republicans, okay, that's fine then, whatever you want. But please, please, please admit that the media is on the side of the Democrats. They will push the agenda of the Democratic Party to the full extent. It's so funny to me, during the election, candidates will go on. Like, if I'm a Republican candidate, if you're a Republican candidate, okay, one of two things has to happen. Either do not go on any ABC, NBC, CNN, don't do any of that. Or when you do go on there, you got to turn it around and you got to start asking them questions. You got to get them on the record of what they believe. Because here's the thing. You can't, there's no objective journalism anymore. Everybody's got a bias. Everybody has an opinion, okay? We know that. So the media, they're going to sit there and say, well, I don't have an opinion of this subject. And go, yeah, you do, because you do. I mean, it's impossible not to, especially when things affect every American, you know, these rules, laws, policies, whatever. They affect everybody. So you've got a say in it because you've got an opinion. And as a Republican, you should ask their opinion. You know, just like the whole abortion thing. So they will let a Democrat say it's the woman's right to choose regardless. Okay? And only maybe two or three times out of all the stuff over the last two or three months has a like Stephanopoulos won't even do it, but others have asked, what are the limits? What do you support? Do you support any limits on abortion? And all they will all say it's up to the woman. You know, they won't say the limit. And then when you get a Republican on there, and the Republican says, support life, I don't support abortion, you know, and there is a limit, and I might even be able to, I mean, even the Republicans, most of all the Republicans, it's a state issue, it's just that let the states decide, which is what the rule is now. But also what they'll say is that I do support some type of, you know, rape and incest, that kind of thing, or, you know, before the 15 weeks and all that stuff. There's a lot of Republicans that support those, they compromise. And that's what I'm saying is to everybody out there right now, if you are pro-choice, I'm telling you right now, the pro-life position is 15 weeks is the compromise. Okay? It is the compromise. There is no, the whole, I mean, you go on Ben Shapiro, he's ultimately, he's hardcore religious. He says, no abortions, period. Nothing, no matter what. Okay? All life is precious. And he says it and he explains it and they put out documentaries and all that. And yeah, okay, I get it. And then now the compromise is 15 weeks. Okay? They get bashed about that. All the media says, you know, why not any further? You know, what's the difference? And it has nothing to do with, you know, but the Republican can't say, this is my position over here, but I'm willing to compromise. They won't say that. You know, they just say, I support 15 weeks. And then they get challenged on it. But you go to a Democrat says, I support woman's right to choose no matter what, boom, bam, bam. And they never get challenged. They just, all they do is keep repeating the same answer. And you see that all of the interviews, same things with tax policy, you know. Rich need to pay their fair share. What does that mean? Put a number on it. They won't. They can't. They won't. You know. And what do you call a Republican? Will get bashed because a Republican will say every American deserves to make their money and keep what they earn and pay as little tax as possible. That's what a Republican would say. And they'll say, well, why not put, you know, more taxes on the rich because they make a lot more money and there's a wealth gap and all that. And they get challenged. You know, the others won't get challenged. They'll just say the rich need to pay their fair share, but they'll never get challenged of what that means. They just say the slogan, we're done, that's a good answer. But every time a Republican says something, they get challenged. And, I mean, you go in there and you watch it. You cannot deny it. They get interrupted. They get stopped. They, whoa, Senator, calm down. Let me ask you this. But they'll do that over and over again. Democrat, talk, whatever you want to do. Whatever you want to say, Democrat. Whatever you want to say, I'll let you say it. They don't do that for Republicans. Even on Fox News, a lot of times a Democrat will get on there and they'll challenge. And they do it really good because what they'll do is even when the interviewer tries to interrupt them, they just keep talking. They don't even pay attention to the interviewer. You know, the guy's like, well, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. He just keeps talking. And what they do is like, no, I'm talking. You know, they'll interrupt the interviewer. No, I'm talking. That's what Republicans need to do. If you are going to go on there, you need to challenge them and you need to yell at them and you need to tell them. I mean, that Kelly Lake out there in Arizona, if she wasn't into the election stuff, I mean, let's just face it. Majority of the people are tired of that, you know, election denying stuff. You know, they don't want to do that. Okay. Even though it is fishy. Okay, it's fishy. But nobody wants to talk about it. So if she wouldn't have talked about that, she probably would have won because she was challenging the media. She was challenging the media every time. She's like, you won't ask her that question, but you'll ask me. Just like her opponent refused to debate at all. She did not debate anybody, but she still won. And you ask a lot of politicians, you go on these pundit shows, left and right, any kind of commentator, any kind of like political expert, the people that write columns and all that stuff, left or right, doesn't matter. They're all like, that's not good. If a candidate does not have to debate anybody but can still win elections, then that's what's going to happen is you're going to see candidates just refuse to debate. And you're going to have people like John Fetterman win elections. Okay, he does not, I'm sorry. You cannot put somebody like that. He cannot, you know, I mean, it's so funny to me. You know, I was more focused on the Georgia election because, you know, we all kind of see it that Herschel Walker is kind of a hypocrite when it comes to his abortion stance and all that. You know, I mean, even though it might not be true or whatever, but it's like, nah, he seems to be kind of all in on, you know, having a lot of sex and then just let's get an abortion. Let's get an abortion, you know. And if you know, I hope it's not true, but he says that there's documentation on it. So, you know, it probably is. But the other guy, he's a communist. You know, he wants to be howling the hog while everybody else is out there, you know, paying up taxes and everything. And he's one of those, he owns apartment buildings. And if you don't want to pay my high rent for this slum, he's a slum lord basically and all that. And, but he believes in ultra high taxes. He believes in, you know, the communists where everybody works and get paid the same, all that stuff, you know, no matter how good of a job you do and everything like that. He's a big union guy and all that. So it's kind of like if he would have won outright, which he still may, then that means the people prefer a communist over a hypocrite. You know, but just like, you know, he says he's fighting for the people, but he's wealthy. He's a Oprah Winfrey benefactor. You know, he's got money. You know, and he never had to worry about nothing, you know, and he's a TV doctor. And most real doctors just laugh at these TV doctors, you know, because they don't, you know, and you go on there. I mean, I've watched YouTube videos of Dr. Oz, and a lot of his stuff that he brings on his shows in the past is just crap. It's just crap. He's all about the excitement and everything, you know, the clapping and the applause and all that stuff. But it's kind of like it doesn't make any sense. Some of it just doesn't make any sense. But anyway, he's kind of a hypocrite too, right? So they preferred a mentally challenged communist because that guy, he's a radical too. He wanted to release everybody from prison. They preferred that guy over the hypocrite Oz. And it might have been Trump, but Oz never did say he denied elections or anything. You know, he didn't – I never heard him say anything like that. But it's one of those things where he was backed by Trump because he was on the Celebrity Apprentice, so he knew Trump. He was friends with Trump, all that stuff. Of course, and it's money. It's all about money. And I had my guest on last night, and he was right. Both parties need to attack each other on their billionaire ties and their Wall Street ties. Both parties do it. They all want money. That's what they want. They want money. Okay, money is power. That's what they want. And they kiss whatever ass they can to get that money. If you guys aren't watching Yellowstone right now, go watch it. So the main character, Kevin Costner, John Dutton, he owns Yellowstone Ranch. He's the guy, right? Well, he is getting bombarded. First off, his ranch goes back up against a casino for the Native American tribe that's around there. So the reservation has a casino, and they're trying to expand. And there's this big conglomerate coming in trying to build hotels and an airport and big houses and condos and all that. And they're wanting to build like a resort. And they went in with the reservation to say, you know, you can build your casino here on our land with our people. And we're going to take over this ranch and we're going to do all that. Well, he didn't like that. You know, of course, he's trying to protect his ranch. So he runs for governor. And the cool part in the scenes where he's actually governor, he's being told that he's got all these meetings and he's got all these things to do and speeches to make and all that. And he goes, why am I doing that? And the secretary doesn't really know why, you know, she's trying to explain it in the little stuff that she has, but she doesn't know, you know, why and all that. And then he's like, he didn't even know who his chief of staff was. And because he's kind of more of a guy that he didn't want the job in the first place, he didn't want to have to put up with anything. So he let the Republican Party handle all of his staff picks. So they picked a guy, a political guy, and he comes in there and he has all these kickbacks where he's got to get, you know, do speeches and all that. So he finds that out and he fires the guy. And he told the secretary, you know, and she's like, well, we got another with this alliance and this education alliance. And he's like, hey, if it's got, if the name of the organization has alliance in the title, then cancel it. And he's right, man. These politicians, you know, quit sucking up. You know, you can go out there and talk to the people, and the people will support you. It's easier now. The internet works. That's how Barack Obama got elected. That's how Trump got elected. Use the internet. You don't have to pay for ads anymore. They're cheap. They're not that expensive. Okay? And we're sick of them that when they play over and over again. So, yeah. But it is. It's too much money. And I don't want to put any laws in it. I just want people to wise up and quit voting for these people that suck up all the money. That's what we got to do, you know, because that's freedom is your vote, as long as it's still now. Voting ain't, you know, I mean, I don't know, it's fishy. You cannot tell me it takes a week to count votes. And then as you look at it, it's always in the Democrats' favor, okay? We have never, ever seen. If you can tell me you have seen it, you tell me, okay? Maybe we need to check some of these House races, but I don't really think that any of the House races say that the Republican was losing and then we're still counting all the votes. And then at the end of the count, the Republican ends up winning. I don't think that's ever happened. I think if the Republican was winning and then once they finish, they're still winning. Okay, I can see that. You know, in some of the areas, of course, they flip a lot. You got a lot of these purple areas where, you know, they go back and forth. You know, and everything. But then, like in that Senate race, that Republican in Nevada, he was winning. He was winning until the day he wasn't winning, and then they called it, and they said, she's going to win, the Democrat. I mean, like he was ahead the whole time, except for the day, the next day where they said, okay, we're getting close to finishing, and she's now ahead, and now it's going to be where – she's going to get it, you know. The Arizona deal, I mean, the Democrats were always ahead. They never got, you know, the Republicans never stood a chance. That one guy that ran against Kelly, I mean, Kelly's one of those guys. Everybody likes him. He's an astronaut, you know. He's actually pro-gun. He's just pro-pistol. He doesn't want assault weapons. Well, let me make sure I do that right. Assault weapons, right? Because that's not really a term. It's not a real term, but he wants to ban all semi-automatic rifles. And but he likes pistols. You know, he shoots pistols. So he likes the handguns, which is a funny thing, because if you're trying to stop crime, if you're trying to stop shootings, like in the inner cities and stuff, handguns are the most deadliest. You know, and don't start lying that, well, we're starting to talk school shootings. Okay, well, you know, guess what? The guy that shot up Virginia Tech, he had 2 9mm. Okay, so stop with that. Okay, just because they got a rifle doesn't mean it's more deadlier than a pistol. Okay, a .223 feet per second is the same as a 9mm feet per second, pretty much. You know, it's not that much more. I didn't look it up. I don't know. I just think that it's not, you know, it's still just as deadly. I don't know. What else you got? I got about 30 minutes left, and let's play what we got here. I don't know. Which something we hadn't heard in a while. I don't know. Here, this is a good song here. Check us out, redneckandeyes.com. Give us a holler, 515-602-9731. Redneck and Eyes Radio. We'll see you in a bit.
Did I left California back in 76? Music died, Jimi Hendrix. Things got crazy in San Francisco. But thumbing across the country, man, I thought it would freeze. So I followed Buffett to the Florida Keys. I nearly got busted with a load of snow white cargo. But I picked up this boat in the illegal deal. You could say I got a hell of a steal. Couldn't stay there, so my head is far as love, my love. But as a sea captain, man, I ain't worth a damn. At any ocean, I got all turned around and limped in a bowl of earth with a hole in my hull. But I said, if I ain't sinking, well, I must be swimming. If I ain't dead, I must be living. Living is a thing that scares me the most. And if I ain't sleeping, well, I better be fishing. If I ain't anchored, I will be drifting. But all in all, I guess I'm doing pretty good since I hit my third coast.
We'd like to thank one of our supporters, DPF Regeneration. The folks at DPF Regeneration have always looked out for truckers. Today's technology in big trucks has gotten more and more complicated, especially when it comes to those particular filters. DPF filters need to be serviced, cleaned, and sometimes replaced, and DPF Regeneration handles it all. They have the knowledge, the network, and the inventory to get what truckers need to stay out on the road making money. Give them a holler at 800-634-3010, or check them out at www.webakem.com. Plain and simple, DPF Regeneration.
Lazy yellow moon coming up to the night, shining through the trees. Crickets are singing in a lightning bug, are floating on the breeze. Baby, get ready. Across the field where the creek turns back by the old stumble road, I'm gonna take you to a special place that nobody knows. Baby, get ready.
This is Ed with Redneck and I Radio. Welcome back. Give us a holler, 515-602-9731. Check us out at redneckandeyes.com. Don't forget to go subscribe to YouTube channel. We're on YouTube Live right now. In fact, I need to go check that out. Let's see how we doing over there. Oh, yeah. Rocking and rolling. Real good. So, yeah, we are YouTube Live when we do these shows. They're call-in shows on Blog Talk Radio, 515-602-9731. Appreciate everybody's support. One of the great sponsors we got. And that is DPF Regeneration. Go check them out, dpfregeneration.com. They're the experts that can clean. They sell the DPF filters and regen system parts, but they also can clean your filter too, overnight it to them. They'll clean it, overnight it back. It's pretty awesome. Check them out, dpfregeneration.com. And like I said, we're just seeing what's going on out there, and looks like we got our guy. Bring it on, buddy. What you got?
Bring it on, buddy. We got it on, baby.
What's happening, Ed?
There you go. Awesome. Man, I'm all right. Can you hear me? No?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. What you got?
I don't know. I have a technical difficulties here.
Oh, man, I tell you. I just got wind that the Republicans will take charge of the House, but I don't know if that matters.
I've got it.
That's how it is. But, yeah, it got chilly down here last night, man. It got down to 49.
Damn. It snowed here.
Yeah.
We had a little bit, not much. We had just a dusting on the ground today. This afternoon, it snowed enough to put a dusting on the ground. I hit a little bit up at Cleveland the other night on the way to Detroit, but it didn't amount to much. Cleveland seemed to think they needed to plow and make a statement, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah,
they didn't have enough to justify it, but they did it anyhow.
Right. Yep. But yeah, I was getting to think
I was getting to think you shut the station down or something. I called it a couple times and last week, and there wasn't no call left.
Yeah. I was nursing. I still got it messed up. My knee's kind of messed up. It's got that trucker syndrome where it don't want to straighten out. It's like every time I sit in the truck for a long time, I can't move it. So I've been.
You didn't get that from the truck. You got that from sitting on a foot peg, man, on the gear shift.
No, don't say that.
Don't blame that on the damn truck. Truck didn't have shit to do with that.
Oh my goodness. Yep. Yeah, I got the bike cleaned up, man. Went over there to Harley. They had a little bike show. They had a car show where they were letting people vote, and everybody voted for me. So that was pretty awesome.
Huh. Damn.
Yep.
See, that's why they need to. That's why they need to make weed illegal.
I know.
I mean, when they. No disrespect, but when they go and vote for the best looking bike for a factory bike right off the floor,
yeah,
with all them custom bikes running around.
Oh yeah, no, there were two other bikes. One guy he had the fishtail pipes and all that, you know, and then another guy, he showed up with an Impala. It was a really nice Impala, and he didn't win anything. And the only other two people won. Where this guy, he had a pickup truck really decked out, you know, with speakers in the seats and all that crap. And then this other lady, she showed up with a 5.0 Mustang that had it all decked out. So those are, I mean, some people showed up that actually participate in car shows. You know, they in fact, a lot of their displays where they had trophies sitting on the ground where they've won all these trophies and everything. So the next show I go to, if I put the bike in a show, I'm just going to have to bring all my people and say, so you got any trophies? I say, yeah, they're all my people right here. Everybody that votes for me. one guy said, I need a new helmet. I said, I can't do anything for you.
So I just sitting there waiting on my president to come on and let everybody know that he's running.
I guess he's going to do it on Hannity. Is that the goal? Is that the plan?
Oh, I don't know. I figured they said he's going to come on and he's going to do a speech night or something. And I'm thinking he's either going to do it on Hannity or he'll be about 8-9 o'clock. That's his time frame.
Yeah. Well,
so, I
don't
know if somebody does so we can get rid of Laurel and Hardy in there.
Well, I just don't. The way the people voted this time around in all these other states, I mean, even J.D. Vance barely won.
Well, so. You know what? I you know, it's sad, but you almost can't blame the people. I mean, all we've done is get screwed for the last two damn years, and every time they do show up and they go out and vote, it don't matter. The whole damn country can vote, and they end up finding a way to cheat anyhow. That's just like everybody's saying, you know, to go back to the old way. This bullshit with these mail-in ballots and these drop boxes and these absentee ballots, bullshit. I remember years, you know, for years, I mean, since I was young, you didn't have, in order to get at the vote absentee, you had to call, you request an absentee ballot. The only one that could do that was people in the military, truck drivers, people that, you know, travel out of town, whatever, you know, that was away from home, you know, on business or whatever, then they could do it. But now, you know, if you get up and you got a bellyache in the morning and you don't want to go vote, you can vote early vote. That early voting shit, that's bullshit. You go out on election day and you vote. You know, that early voting horse shit, all that is a way for them to cheat. You know, the drop box is a way to cheat. You know, now all the mail-in ballots and stuff and that ballot harvesting, it's all a way to cheat, and that's all they're doing. And until they put regulations on that and stop that bullshit, they're going to continue to have it. You're never going to get a free and fair election.
Well,
they're never going to do it.
Well, the whole reporting process where they've got a TV show going on all night long, and they're like we're getting 75% reporting in and all that. And I was like, just don't do that. Just don't give out the results until all the results are in. Like,
it's publicized. It's too publicized anymore.
Right. I mean, that's what I say. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying that what happens is that all of the little towns outside of Atlanta, they all finish their counting and they report to the Secretary of State, whoever, and it gets put on the news and all that. And then the downtown Atlanta is like, you know, all Democrats, and they're like, so how many are we losing by? How many more we need? We need another 1,000. Okay, here's another 1,000. I mean, they just, you know, just, I mean, we saw it. The video had a video of somebody carrying the boxes in and out of the office when they weren't supposed to be doing that. And I was like, well, you know, we investigated and we didn't find any wrongdoing. Oh, bullcrap.
Yeah, right. You know, you go to bed at night, and the Republicans, just like Trump, when we all went to bed that night, he was way ahead. At 3 o'clock in the morning, all these drop boxes come in, all these ballots come in at 3 o'clock in the damn morning while everybody was in bed. Next morning, he's way out of whack, man. They're way ahead of him.
Yeah,
now,
yeah.
How the hell is that?
Yeah. And then,
they wouldn't let nobody oversee the counting.
Yeah.
You know,
bullshit. In Detroit, yeah, they had it where it's like, stand back. All you observers
right.
have to stand 5 feet away because of COVID. You know, you got to stand behind
right.
the line and all that, you know. But, yeah, I mean, it's all fishy stuff. I tell you what, I don't know if you've seen that 2,000 mules that they did with the drop boxes in Atlanta. But, I mean, people were coming at 3 o'clock in the morning dropping off like 20 or 30 ballots at a time, you know. And they were wearing gloves and masks and all that. And well, it's COVID, you know, so you can't blame the guy for wearing gloves and a mask during COVID. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. He's by himself, okay? There's no way he needs a mask and gloves out there, you know, in the cooler weather. I mean, it's just no. They were keeping their fingerprints off of him, and they had the mask on to keep from being identified. That's what they were doing.
Exactly.
It's all
cheating.
Yep. So yeah, I just, you know, I mean, we make fun of people driving in their car by themselves with a mask. Why can't we make fun of a guy walking down the street up to a drop box with a mask? Well, nobody around.
Hey,
you know?
For right now, for the time being, until they totally win, I can do anything I want to. It's America, man. We got freedom of speech and whatever, so screw them.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I mean
you
that's
know,
the one thing. Is
I
is that
say whatever
they,
I want to say.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I mean, we see it now.
Just like guns. They want to blame the guns. They want to blame guns for every crime and everything. How many people have been pushed in front of trains up there, subway trains up there this year in New York killed? How many people have been choked out and beat up there, you know, and raped and stuff up there?
I mean,
how many
of
them have been hit with, like Nancy Pelosi, like old Paul Pelosi?
Yeah,
how are they going to blame that one? They can't blame that on a gun. He beat him with a hammer.
Did you see the
so
guy
what are they
going
to do now, have us all hammers?
Well, did you see the guy wearing the tool belt with the hammer off hanging off the tool belt, and it says open carry in California?
Yeah, I've seen that.
but even the debate in New York, the governor there, that lady, she's there, and he's like people are sick of the crime. He goes, people are sick of the crime. They're sick of the assaults and people getting injured and all that. And she's like, well, we need to go after the guns. And it's like, and he didn't, what he, I mean, he didn't, I don't know. I didn't watch the whole thing, but I was like, why didn't he say, you know, screw the guns. What about people getting shoved in the subways? I mean, I just think sometimes the Republicans are too nice. They're too nice. They're too polite.
Exactly. They got to start beating them at their own game. They got to start playing their own game with them.
Yeah. I mean, you know, they want to call you racist, call them murderers. Okay, if they want to call you, you know, transphobe, you call them communists. Because, you know, any time that you want to take somebody else's money and give it to somebody else that didn't deserve it, that's communism. Okay, that's not right. So yeah, you know, I mean, I think the Republican Party, there's too many people in the Republican Party that support taxation. They support taxes. They say, well, we need it. We need some kind of revenue. And it's like, no, you don't. You know, it's like we can get revenue off of something else. We can find other ways to get money. Quit trying to take people's money, especially by gunpoint.
There ain't no winning. There ain't no winning.
No, well, especially, you know, just like I said,
It don't matter. It don't matter what you do, you lose. You're on your losing end.
The definition.
Now they're saying, because the Republicans thought they had it in the bag, so they didn't, because they was all talking about the red wave, so half the Republicans didn't turn up. They didn't turn out to vote like they should have. I call BS on that, too.
Well, just like in Arizona.
I don't think that had anything to do with it.
In Arizona, New Jersey, the machines broke down. So to me, it's like, okay.
Yeah, it broke down my ass. How convenient.
Well, you know, that's the thing. If you know that the majority of the voting block for one particular party is on a time schedule, okay, I need to go vote. The problem is that most Republicans have jobs. So it's like, okay, I only got so much time to vote. So I need
right.
to vote now. The machine is down. Lines are long. I ain't got time to vote. I got to go back to work. Boom. That's perfect. A perfect chess play right there. If you're trying to prevent Republicans from voting. Because, you know, I mean, just like rioting and all that stuff. Everybody says, why don't Republicans riot during the 2020s? Because we're all too busy working.
That's right. We was out working. We didn't have time for that mess.
Yeah. You know, and everything. So, you know, that stuff. And, I mean, the Republicans just too nice. They're too nice. I started watching, like, a lot of those Sunday shows, like with George Stephanopoulos and all those, you know, other people, and the Republicans get on there, and like even Chris Christie gets on there, and he's so funny and polite, and he's talking to Donna Brazile. Donna Brazile is a criminal. Okay. Why would you allow a person like that? She stole the questions from the CNN debate and emailed them to the Hillary campaign. Okay. How you have any credibility to be on news, to be giving your opinion, is beyond me. I have no idea how you do that.
Well, that's like Maxine Walrus. I mean,
Yeah.
In and out.
Exactly.
You know,
I support fracking.
You know,
support fracking.
She's another one.
Oh, Warren now. I mean, like, so I don't know if you saw in the news, so there was this billionaire cryptocurrency company, FTX.
Yeah, I heard that. That kid was only 32 years old.
Yeah, but he was a criminal organization, but he was giving money to all these Democrats, and they were all like, well, this is what the Republicans want. It's like, well, no, he was giving all the money to you, so it was definitely not what the Republicans wanted.
Look at how much they gave to Biden. They come out with that too. Biden got a big chunk of that.
Yeah. And then come to find out that he was dealing with the you know, Chinese was like they were helping him leverage his deal and keep it afloat and everything. And
Oh, he's got that all straightened out. He went over a straight and chee right out. There ain't no credible threat of any war over there now. Him and Chi's on. They're on the first. Yeah, they're on the same page now. Everything's good. There's no threat there.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yep. Yeah, it's something else.
Dirty
something
bastards.
Else. And then look at this deal here. You watch what's going to happen when Putin fired missiles over to Poland. He said, "Oh, that wasn't us." And then even NATO. I mean, they're like, "Well, we're going to investigate it." You know, and it's like, dude, if you know, I mean, how do you, I don't know, understand, you know, he's going to keep doing it and keep saying, oh, it's not us. And they're like, well, we don't want to retaliate because what if it wasn't him? Okay, it was him. Just say it was. And go do it.
Yes.
Go.
And
go,
you know, I'm getting sick of hearing that word, too. I'm getting sick of hearing that word. Investigate.
Yeah.
Every time something happens, they're going to investigate. And that's as far as it goes. There's too damn much money being wasted on investigation.
Exactly.
You see a man out here take a gun and shoot somebody, and you have 50 witnesses there that seen him pull the trigger and shoot that man. And they say, well, we got to investigate and find out why. No, you just seen him shooting. There's no investigation to it. He was wrong. He's guilty. You know, he's done. There is no investigation. There should not be any court case. There shouldn't be any trial. Yep. When he is seen doing it.
Yep.
Without a reasonable doubt, they know he did it. Why waste the taxpayers' money on a trial and attorneys and shit, and we got to pay, take his ass out and whack him. Instead of these cheerleaders shaking their ass on the football field, put a gantry out there and start hanging these bastards
at
halftime.
Go back to the old days of how we used to do that. You remember that TV show? Did you watch that TV show 1883 with the beginning of the? You didn't watch that, man. So Billy Bob Thornton plays a sheriff, like a marshal in Fort Worth, and they said, hey, these people over here, they killed a bunch of people, and we need help finding them. And he's like, yeah, I know who they are and everything. So he goes in there. And the guy identifies them. Yeah, it's these boys right here. They're the ones that shot up the place. He goes in there and he just kills them. He shoots them. They're sitting at the bar. They're sitting at the bar drinking or hanging out with the girls, and he just shoots them flat out. And he sits there and he makes a speech. Yeah, he makes a speech. He says, you want to drink at the bar? Drink at the bar. You want to dance with the girls? You dance with the girls. He goes, but don't be even thinking about no killing. There's only one killer in Fort Worth, and that's me. That's what he said.
Yeah,
that's the way it needs to be.
I'm on Fox earlier today, and they was talking to DeSantis and everything. Interviewed DeSantis and everything because Trump, bashing DeSantis last week and everything because he's talking about running for president. Okay, DeSantis would be a good one, but that's politics, and that's what DeSantis said. He said, it is what it is. He said that's politics. That's what happens. And I'm not beside that because he's going to do the same thing.
Well,
there's a lot of mudslinging when it comes to politics, and they're running like that.
He said,
take it from an old, something that one of the old time wrestlers, WWF wrestlers said, Ric Flair, in order to be the man, you got to beat the man. And he said, and I don't see anybody being able to beat the man right now.
That's right.
If Trump runs, he's gonna be up there. He's gonna be in the top.
Yep, and I think a lot of people said that DeSantis can't wait, and I'm thinking, yeah, he can. He can. He doesn't have to sit on the sidelines.
Okay.
He can do something else, but until the time comes, or if he goes to the VP or whatever, the deal is what I would like to see DeSantis do is actually sit down one on one with Trump. Like he needs to get Trump in a room by himself, and he needs to say, listen, just don't do this. Do this over here. Talk the policy. But when you're wanting to call somebody names and be ugly, don't do that.
Right.
And that's what my dad was like. He was his own worst enemy because he would say something good, and then the next five things he said were all bad. And it's like, dude, stop while you're ahead, kind of thing. And DeSantis, he did really good because, he's out there saying, well, what do you got to say about Trump? And he goes, that's politics. He said, but I'll just let the voters speak for me. He cleaned their clock. So, yeah, that's what it's all about. So, yeah, I totally agree with that. We'll see what happens. I guess, like I said, I think he might go to sanity. Either that or he's bluffing. So.
Did you not change that? Back to trucking for a minute. Did you see? Have you heard where TA, now the wonderful TA and Petro, is offering free? What was it? Free meals for the drivers on Thanksgiving, or reduced or something for Thanksgiving? If they're the ones that's going to be out there on the road, free meals at participating TAs.
I have
and Petros. I mean, you're very, very few. That's got full service restaurants in there. What are they going to do? Give you a hot dog off the roller grill?
Yeah, right.
That's why Tiff just come up. She said, hey, trucking here. Yeah, she showed me where Chester's Chicken's going to give the drivers loaves and Chester's Chicken. Yeah, the Chester's Chicken and loaves is going to give everybody a free, a free meal. It's on the November 17th.
Yeah, wait, I can read it for you. Posting it.
She tried to have her show on Wednesday, and of course her mic's been screwed up for over a month. I've been telling her about it, and she can't get it together, so I don't know what the hell the deal is with it. I called her the other night. I said, we ain't catching but about half of what you're saying. You might as well. She tried to fix it, couldn't get it fixed, so she shut it down. But, yeah, it wasn't a show all week last week because she couldn't even get hers to work.
I haven't seen anything about the meals at all. It didn't.
Okay, Ed, this thing about Chester's Chicken, it's for November 17th. And all the Chester Chickens and Love's Travel Stops are bringing back Trucksgiving, the annual holiday season celebration to recognize professional drivers for their service for one week before Thanksgiving on Thursday, November 17th. Chester's and Love's will honor truck drivers with a free super snack meal for the first 100 guests at each Chester's location at Love's. Additionally, the first 20 drivers who show their commercial driver's license at each location will also receive a custom Chester's trucker hat. The super snack meal includes two pieces of Chester's signature fried chicken, a leg and a thigh, and a side of potato wedges. There are 141 Chester restaurants found within Love, spanning 34 states. Professional drivers can claim their Thanksgiving super snack meal by stopping by any Chester's restaurants within Love's during operating hours on Thursday, November 17th, and scanning the barcode on their Love's Connect app or by swiping their My Love's Rewards card.
So you got to be the first 100 people
at each location.
At each location. So that'll take you about an hour and a half from the time they open the door, and that's done. And then what's the rest of the drivers going to do? They get shit on because they get nothing.
Hey. That's better than some places. They're not giving out anything. And it's free.
They might as well. No. It ain't free. Trust me. Ain't nothing in this world free.
Well, it's better than what TA and Pittsburgh are charging you for their meals.
That 100 people right there that gets it for free, the next 100 or 200 that day is going to pay for it. Because first of all, forget it. I tell you what I'd rather have them do. Take that shit out there and give it to a homeless person out there on the street somewhere that's starving that needs it, and let these sorry-ass truck drivers buy it their damn self. Because if they can afford to go out there and work for these cheap-ass rates and put up with the shit that the company wants to give them, they deserve to starve. Now, that's my opinion. Give it to the homeless and the people that needs it, not to the truck drivers that want to go out there and work for nothing and drive their big, shiny trucks and think, look what I'm doing. Look at me. Horseshit.
There you go.
You know, they got a job. Let them buy it. Let them pay for it. What about the ones that's out there that don't have it? How about the kids that's out there starving to death because the family ain't got the money to feed them?
Always said there's you see that out there with truck drivers all the time. I remember out there on the road, you know, the definition of broke. There'd be one driver buying a bag of chips because that's all he can afford because all his money that he makes gets sent home to his family. And there's another guy sitting at a restaurant eating a steak dinner talking to his wife on the phone saying, baby, I ain't got no money to send you. I ain't making no money. And he's sitting there eating a steak dinner.
Yeah.
You know, there's you see that. So yeah, I mean, you know, that's why it's hard for me to like, all truck drivers, thank you. And it's like, nah, I don't think all of them.
I have no sympathy for truck drivers out here anymore because they are their own worst enemies.
Yep.
Everything that they're getting right now, they deserve. They deserve everything they're getting. If you are dumb enough to go out there and work for what you're working for and do what you're doing for the money you're getting paid, you deserve everything you get. So when that company brags about their Corvette quarterly profits and all these brand new shiny trucks that they keep rolling in there with, who paid for them? The drivers paid for them. And then they want to cry because they ain't making no money. I blame the drivers.
There you go.
The companies are the smart ones, not the drivers. The drivers are dumb.
Well, that's it, I think. On that note.
Bye.
Greg has said his piece. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
That's all I got. I'll talk to you later.
All right, now.
Bye. Bye, Greg.
Yep. Good deal. All right. This is Renekanize Radio. We're going to wrap it up. Got to get to work. So everybody have a great night out there. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Tomorrow will be, well, hopefully the women of Renekanize. She said they were having mic issues, but hopefully they'll get that fixed. So, like I said, check us out, Renekanize.com. Go check out our YouTube channel, and that's Renekanize. And we're here live every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 515-602-9731. Be part of the conversation. Just hit one, and this is a live call-in show. Speak your piece. Let us know. I'd like to thank all of our sponsors, Trucker Tools, Trucker Tools app, LTR Transportation at ltrtransportation.com. There they are. Got the T-shirt. There on YouTube, you can see it. And then DPF Regeneration. Check them out at dpfregeneration.com. Thanks for all you guys' support. So until next time, we'll see you guys later. The Renekanize Radio.
Today's truckers have a lot on their mind. Renekanize was founded by truckers to help truckers and others to handle life on the road better. Check them out at Renekanize.com. When everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you got to Renekanize.